I have run into Michael Strider. It was a previous show a month and a half ago, I think. You had your retirement match with Pierce. Managed to come out victorious in one hell of a war.
Me and Adam Pierce have always stepped it up just that one notch whenever we're in that ring together. He brings out something in me that I can't explain. Besides all of the bad blood and everything you could put into it, it was an honor to wrestle that man in my last professional wrestling match. It was just a win, lose, or draw. It was an honor to be in there with him, and man, I just wasn't going to lose that match, and it was awesome.
You came out on top, and you had quite the send-off. The locker room emptied into the back. The crowd was on their feet, and even Pierce, even though he very hesitantly shook your hand and everything, and you could still see the hate in his eyes, shared a beer with you afterward.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, we're all athletes. We're all professional wrestlers. We gotta. You may have that feud, but you have that respect at the same time, and that was just a nice gesture. And like I said before, not too many wrestlers, especially independent wrestlers, get a send off like I got, and it just moved me, and it really just made me feel like the 15 years I put in meant something, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to people to enjoy watching me wrestle as much as I enjoyed watching other people wrestle. So it really made me happy.
Now, speaking of watching other people wrestle, obviously at this show we had Colt Cabana, Adam Pierce. You're very familiar with Adam Pierce. Mm-hmm. Were you out here? Were you able to see the match maybe on a monitor? Or?
Yeah. I've taken a position with Metro Pro Wrestling and Metro Sports as a backstage kind of consultant and helping the business run and everything like that. It's a very common position that a lot of wrestlers, once they retire, still want to be around wrestling and are able to extend their expertise to those sort of things. So I had a front row seat in front of the monitor watching that match, and man, what a match it was.
So what's your thought on the series? Obviously Pierce had his back against the wall, 0-3. You know, if he loses the series, he's done, he's retiring, and he came out on top. It was pretty controversial, but he's got the belt now.
Well, I tell you, I was just backstage talking to Colt, and he was pretty distraught about losing this. He thought he was going to get the clean sweep, and not a lot brings Colt down. So I went over and was visiting with him, and I said, listen, I just retired last month and I won, and Adam was facing his retirement, and there's nothing more dangerous than a man who is either in his last match or in his possible last match. When a man's back is against the wall like that, you got to expect those kind of things to come out, and you know, he got the better of him that time, but you don't count Colt Cabana out. I mean, Adam Pierce has got to win 3 more matches to win this thing. Good luck to him against a guy like Colt Cabana.